In the two previous episodes, I talked about disrespect. One episode, I talked about, you know, why people stay after being disrespected. And then the one before that, I talked about subtle signs that you can look out for when you're dating, subtle signs of disrespect that most people overlook. In this episode, I want to take a different angle on disrespect. I want to talk about how to earn respect in dating and in courtship. So if you're with it, stay tuned.
Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relates to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment.
Okay, there are some things that you can do to earn the respect. Now, you may say, D, what do you mean? Like, they should respect me on site. Yes, this is true. This is true. But sometimes, some of the things that we do, we don't realize it. It causes a person to kind of question you, your intentions, your character, and somehow it translates into people not having the respect for you that you deserve. So we are going to talk about some things that you can do to make sure that you maintain respect, right? Because when we're dating, we should give the same level of respect that we anticipate to receive. But we're going to go over some of the things that you can do to improve your chances of maintaining that level of respect and talk about the ugly side of it, about what to do when someone has lost respect for you. So moving on to the first set of tips. Both of these, well, the first set is earning and maintaining respect. I have seven tips. And then the next set is basically how to earn respect after it has been lost. I have 6 tips there. So this is pretty power-packed episode. Like I said, respect is one of those key things. There's several ways you can work towards earning or maintaining the respect. Number one, it's very, very important to be honest and trustworthy. One of the most important things or ways I would say to earn respect is by being direct, upfront, and honest and trustworthy. So if you're making a promise or you're making a commitment, follow through with it. There's nothing worse than a person that is not, just can't trust them to be honest. You know, keep your promises. Your word has to mean something and be consistent with your actions. So honesty, we all know what that looks like, right? Trustworthy, same thing. Be of good character. Number two, communicate effectively. Good communication is essential in building relationships and earning respect. You want to be clear and direct in your communication, as well as actively listen to others when they're speaking. Communication and listening goes hand in hand. When a person feels that you're a great communicator, that level of respect is maintained. Have you ever dated someone that couldn't communicate? And it was kind of like a turnoff. And in some cases, you may lose a little bit of respect. Not saying you disrespect them, but you kind of lose a little bit of respect for them because they're not great communicators. Number three, be reliable. Be someone that can be counted on to follow through, right? on commitments and responsibilities. If you know a person that you're dating and they can be trustworthy, communicate well, and they can be reliable even for you, like to the extent that you know of, but they're not really responsible on other things such as work or their own other responsibilities, it kind of makes them not appear to be as good of an option. So on the same token, you want to be able to be reliable, counted on. Your word means something. Follow through on your commitments and responsibilities, both as it relates to your connection or communication with the person that you're dating, but also on the flip side, on your other responsibilities. Number four, show empathy. Respect the feelings of others and perspectives and try to understand where they are coming from. That is key. Number five, you want to be confident. Projecting confidence can help you earn respect from others. Believe in yourself and your abilities and don't be afraid to speak up when necessary. Don't. You know something's not right, it doesn't feel right, communicate that and be confident when you communicate that. That's how people earn a higher level of respect. Number six, be respectful towards others. You want to treat people the way you want to be treated. So of course, respect and kindness, it goes a long way, even if there is a point in time in which you guys are not seeing eye to eye. And number seven, be open-minded. Be open to new ideas and perspectives and be willing to learn from others. So those are my seven. Quick recap. Be honest and trustworthy. Communicate effectively. Be reliable. Show empathy. Be confident. Be respectful towards others and be open-minded. Now, moving on to how to make someone respect you who has lost respect. Well, for one, you can't make anyone do anything, right? If someone has lost respect for you, it can be difficult to regain their respect. Now, you may say, Dee, in what scenario would I need or what would a person want a person to respect them again? Well, sometimes we're not perfect. Sometimes we've done things intentionally in some cases, and in some cases, maybe unwittingly, that has caused a person to lose respect. And in those situations, in those scenarios, I find if you care enough, right, to try to mend things or try to build or rebuild that relationship, as long as they're open to it, go for it. If someone has lost respect for you, again, it can be difficult, but I'll give you some steps that you can take to keep it moving. And people lose respect for people in dating all the time. They didn't like the way they moved, right? They didn't like the way they handled a situation that had nothing to do with the courtship or the relationship. There's so many different ways. But number one, if there has been a mistake that you made, acknowledge it. There's nothing more grown up than admitting your mistakes and taking responsibility for your actions. It can show that you are willing to learn and grow from your mistakes. Number two, you want to apologize. So a lot of times people acknowledge their mess up, but don't even go down a road of apologizing. You bring it to them and say, you know, you did this. And they're like, okay, I can see how you felt that way. Or that wasn't my intention. Or I'm sorry that you feel that way. Or yeah, I was just having a bad day, but never apologize. If you hurt the person in any way, apologize sincerely and without making excuses. The worst type of apology is one that follows an excuse. Or an excuse follows the apology. Number three, listen to them. Listen to the person's concerns and feelings. Try to understand where they are coming from. Number four, be consistent. Consistency in your actions and change behavior, right, can help show that you are reliable and trustworthy if consistency was an issue. Number five, be patient. Regaining a person's respect takes time. Be patient and keep working on building a positive relationship. So it's not going to happen overnight. That respect, that loss of respect may have happened gradually. It's not going to happen overnight. Number six, show positive change. Make positive changes in your life that show that you are committed to being a better person. Now, that's not to say that you are a bad person, but make those changes. We should always be looking to evolve and improve. Remember that it is important to be genuine and sincere in your efforts to regain someone's respect. It may not always be possible, so you have to be okay with that. It may not, that door may be shut, but by taking steps such as the ones that I mentioned before, you can show that you are committed to repairing the relationship and moving forward in a positive manner. Recapping the six things that I shared with you under this set is: number one, acknowledge your mistakes. Two, apologize. Three, listen to them. Four, be consistent if consistency was an issue. Five, be patient. And six, show positive change. Now, remember that earning respect as well takes time and effort, and it may not happen overnight. So keep on working on building positive relationships with others and focus again on being the best version of you. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye.
That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.